2 years ago. And he said that only before that Mashiach gonna come, only then, his light gonna reveal. Because really in this generation, that there is such a huge hard test. The war is so huge, so hard. Without that wonderful, huge tzaddik, that he saw everything. He saw our souls. He saw everyone. And he left for us such a wonderful word, such a wonderful advice, a wonderful wisdom, that without that wisdom you cannot hold on. For sure not to do a complete tshuva. Rabbi Nachman Breslev is writing in Likutei Moharan in Torah 64 that Hashem Yitbarach, because of His merciness He created the world, because He wanted to reveal His merciness. This is why He created the world, to reveal His merciness. Our Master Rabbi Nachman is writing that Bore Olam saw the create the world to have mercy on us. Rabbeinu wrote and he explained to us that the merciness of Hashem Yitbarach, that's an aspect of, they're endless. We're saying 13 midot of mercy. Why we're saying those 13 midot of mercy? For what? To remind Bore Olam that He is merciful? No. It's a disgrace to think a thought like that. Bore Olam, He knows that He is merciful. Bore Olam created the world to reveal His merciness. We're mentioning it that we, as the creatures, that when we're saying the 13 midot, we're shouting it out loud, that we're going to remember that Hashem is merciful. That His merciness is until the end, it's endless. There is no despair in the world at all. No despair. There is no despair in the world at all. Rabbeinu achieved that to reveal, to see until where the merciness of Hashem Yitbarach is getting to. Huge. When we're saying the name of Hashem Yitbarach, first time we're saying Hashem, Hashem, Adni, Adni. So in the first time, when we're saying the name of Hashem Yitbarach, the first time, so Chazal taught us that it's for before that the person sinned. But the second time that we're saying Hashem, it's bigger. You cannot say them together. You have to make a break between the first Hashem to the second Hashem. Why? Because the second name of Hashem Yitbarach, it's the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach for after that he sinned. That the person will not sin, you need to have merciness from Hashem Yitbarach that he will not sin, that he will go on the right path. You need mercy from Hashem Yitbarach. That the person is going to have the will, the yearning to get closer, to chase after Hashem, that Hashem is going to save him. That the person can have the will, like the verse, Potach, opening your hands and giving the person the will. The will is the life. The person have will, he's got life. He's got more will, he's got more life. More will, less will, less life. The life is the will. A person have a will, he wants to get closer to Hashem. So he wants to learn more Torah, so he's working on his midot. He's alive. A person doesn't have a will. It's like a dead tree, barely alive. He's feeding the life with the will. He's giving the life will. Yeah. Only that wisdom is giving the person the power to climb another level, from one level to the next level, to the next level. That knowledge that Bore Olam created him to have mercy on him. Only that mercy. Because everyone going through a lot in his life. And the Yetzirah is running after the person all of the time to push him to despair and to very awkward, horrible situations. And but when the person remember that Hashem is merciful, that His mercy is so huge and their endless, and He created us just to have mercy on us, he's getting stronger to scream to Hashem in every situation, in every condition. This is why the Tzaddik came and taught us. He's teaching us that. The merciness of Hashem Yitbarach. And I thought to myself that it's right. The world is full with merciness. What is the merciness of Hashem Yitbarach? All of the Torah and Mitzvot, it's the merciness of Hashem. But the biggest merciness of Hashem Yitbarach is that he gave us the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is the biggest merciness of Hashem. The Tzaddik is the merciness of Hashem Yitbarach, that He gave us a Tzaddik into this world. That huge Tzaddik like that came to this generation, such a poor generation. And that Tzaddik is coming to this generation and giving us such a huge power and promising to us, just you're going to come to my tzium, to my place, going to say tikkun haklali, going to give a penny for tzedakah, I'm going to take you out from hell. I'm taking two witnesses for that. I'm going to put all of my effort to take you out from hell. And the people, the students of Rabbeinu, they said, Rabbeinu will not, the students of Rabbeinu said that Rabbeinu will not wait until you're going to come to hell. He's going to take you from the hell of this world, that you're not going to reach hell, that you're not going to get to hell. The merciness of Hashem Yitbarach is that wonderful advice that He gave us, a tzaddik, that He said such a wonderful words, that there is no despair in the world, that there is that thing, aspect, that everything is coming, become to be good. Advice that give us the power to get strong in every condition, in every situation. Rabbeinu promised, and he wrote in Sefer Amidot, that we need to make the path of the Baal Tshuva, of the sinner, we need to make the path easier for him. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said that what that Rabbeinu wrote, he actually was doing it. What he asked us to do? 1 hour Hitbodedut, and he promised that everyone that's going to do every day 1 hour Hitbodedut, he won't see the face of hell. Rabbeinu promised that Rabbeinu going to fix the person in a complete way. Which mercy is that of Hashem Yitbarach? A person that have faith in the Tzaddik, he is doing those wonderful, easy advice. He's got power to stand in everything, all of the tests that are going to come in the world. I have the Tzaddik that promised me that he's going to save me. I'm going to listen to him. And if something is happening to me, all right, it's hard, it's not easy. But I have that advice. I'm going to go to talk to Borei Olam. I'm going to talk to do. I'm going to do the Hitbodedut. It's going to save me. You have to believe in the Rebbe. You have to believe in the Tzaddik. Such an enormous Tzaddik that came to this world to save us. And Rabbeinu was suffering a lot. His wife died, and two of his only sons died, and his daughter died also when he was alive. He was suffering in his body. He was fasting years on years. It was 1 year that he fasted 18 weeks from Shabbos to Shabbos. He said that he was suffering so much that if he was taking a thick wood and put it in his mouth, he would break it with his teeth from suffering. And he said, I took all of the misery, all of the suffering of all of the ones that are getting closer to me. A person, he wants to do tshuva, he needs to suffer. Rabbeinu said, I'm taking the suffering that he needs to have. The tzaddik is so huge. This is the merciness of Hashem, that the tzaddik taking the suffering from the person. Borei Olam gave us that tzaddik, such a promise, such a wonderful help for us, that he's taking the suffering from us, that we will not suffer. He's making the path of tshuva easy for us. And we have to believe to a tzaddik like that and to accept his advice with blessing. And that tzaddik is coming and he's warning us. And he's warning us a huge warning. What? That we need to believe in all of the tzaddikim. That huge tzaddik that you say, alright, I have that tzaddik with such amazing promises, I'm going to count only on him. No. Oy vavoy, if you're going to cancel another tzaddik, if you're going to laugh on the smallest tzaddik that there is in the world. Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu taught us that by faith, that you're going to believe in the wise people, in the chachamim, you're fixing your brain, you're purifying your brain. We learned it from Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg. He was talking about learning from chachamim, faith in chachamim, and he said, and I was waking up very much from that, that for sure we have to make it stronger, that people are going to believe in that a lot more, that subject of love, to love Am Israel. Love of Am Israel, it can be only when you love the rabbis, the tzaddikim of everyone, that you love the tzaddikim of everyone, and you're listening to all of the tzaddikim of everyone. Even if you have a certain tzaddik and you go in a certain path of a certain tzaddik, still you love all of the tzaddikim and you believe in all of them. Where is it coming from, that subject that people are contradicting other tzaddikim? It's a huge stupidity. You're saying I'm choosing that tzaddik and not the rest? It's a very huge stupidity that you're erasing all of the Torah itself. You're erasing Am Israel, a very stupid person. If this is how you think, so also your tzaddik, it doesn't worth nothing. Because Am Israel and the Torah of Am Israel, it's one Torah. Am Israel, it's one nation. You are one and your name is one. And your nation is one in the land. We're one nation. And Rabbeinu said, by faith in the tzaddikim, in all of the wise people, you're purifying your brain and you have a clear wisdom. Only by that you believe in all of the wise people, in all of the tzaddikim. Only by that you can achieve, take out from your learning Torah the right advice. The right advice, the right wisdom. Only if you have faith in all of the Chachamim, you can learn Torah, that it's going to be a real Torah, Torah Emet. You can take out the right conclusion, what that you can achieve from your Limud, that it's going to be really, you're going to get really closer to Hashem Yitbarach. That you're going to take the sentences of truth from the Torah. A straight advice, straight way in Avodat Hashem, that you're going to know how to behave in everything, what to do. But when the person is defecting that faith in wise people, Hashem is going to save us from that. So his wisdom, his brain become to be filthy. This is what that it's written. Metunaf means filthy, his brain. It's written Likutei Moharan, and he cannot take out the truth, no right advice from his limud. He's learning, and he's not getting closer to Hashem. This is the reason why you see a lot of people that are learning years on years and not getting closer to Hashem. Even simple faith they don't have. Why? Because he doesn't have faith in Chachamim. He doesn't believe in wise people. What it means, faith in Chachamim? That you see any holy book that you can see, it doesn't matter who wrote that book. It's a book that's been written on the wisdom of the Torah Kedoshah. Tzadikim agreed on that book, and you believe in that book. And you have the will to learn also that book, to know also that book, that I'm going to know. I'm going to take out from that book everything that it contains. Any book that you're reading, that you see. And if you honor the one that is learning that book and you believe that that book is real, this is what that it calls that you have faith in Chachamim. This is what that's written here in Likutei Moharan. But if you're canceling that book and you're saying, no, I don't like to read that book, I don't care about that book, you contradict that book. So Rabbi Natan Mibreslev is writing on that. If a person that takes out a bad name on his friend, he doesn't have a share in part in the world to come, what's going to be on a person that is saying bad things on a certain book? You're talking on a certain book, it doesn't matter which Hasidut wrote that book, which rabbi wrote that, which group wrote that book. Even more so, it's a lot worse. It's written on the Torah Kedoshah. This is what it means, Ahavat Israel, to love Am Israel. How are you going to love all of Am Israel if you disgrace, if you dishonor that book of that person? If you disgrace his rabbi, how are you going to love him? How? All of the salvation of Am Yisrael depends in the faith in the wise people, that you believe in all of the tzaddikim, that you believe in all of the books of all of the tzaddikim, and you love every book, and you're missing every book, and you want, you have yearning, you want to learn every book. All right, you cannot, you're busy, you have that book that you need to learn in, but you want. You are saying, when I'm going to be able to sit and learn that book? When? Every book and book. This is what it means that you believe in Chachamim. You're not disgraced, no book in the world. And not the one that wrote that book, and not the one that is learning that book. Only when you have that, what that is written in Likutei Moharan. That every tzaddik that we know about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he is a real tzaddik, that is getting us closer to Hashem Yitbarach. For sure, it's all true. The salvation, we need a tzaddik, for sure. But Rabbeinu told us that if a person is laughing on words of wise people, what's happening with him? His brain becomes filthy. And he cannot take out the wisdom of truth from his limud. And he's taking things that are the opposite way of the truth. It's lies. He's taking out lies. And he's laughing on wise people. And his trial becomes to be crooked. And he becomes to be as the person that is not worthy to be a part of the public of Am Yisrael. He cannot be in the public. Because the egg, that he didn't have faith in the wise people, he didn't believe in David HaMelech, and he couldn't be part of the public. And there is leaders of Am Yisrael. There is rabbis that are... Those rabbis cannot be real rabbis. Who are those rabbis that they cannot be rabbis? It's rabbis. Who are those rabbis that are not qualified to be rabbis in Am Yisrael? And they are rabbis, but they're not ready to be, and they're not supposed to be. It's rabbis that contradict other rabbis. Those rabbis cannot be rabbis in Am Yisrael. Only a rabbi that loves all of the rabbis, he can be a rabbi that can teach all of Am Yisrael Torah. He can give the right advice. And for sure that from heaven, because that he's got a pure wisdom, he can give the right advice, he can give the power to each and every one. But there is a rabbi that is talking about any book, on any tzaddik that there is in the world, he cannot teach Am Yisrael Torah Kedosha. No way. For sure that his brain is filthy. They can say on him that he's a genius, but he's going to be a genius in filth. Only a rabbi that loves all of Am Yisrael, that not contradicts no rabbi, can teach Torah to Am Yisrael. We need to know that we have to love all of Am Yisrael, all of the leaders of Am Yisrael, all of the rabbis, all of the holy books of Am Yisrael. This is what it means that you have love to Am Yisrael. How you can love someone else if you contradict the book that he's learning from him, of the rabbi that wrote that book? It's his rabbi. It means that you dishonor him. And by that defect that you don't believe in wisdoms, in wise people, you always have doubts. He never have the complete advice. He doesn't know never what to do. Maybe I should do that, maybe I should do that, maybe I should do that, maybe I should do that. He doesn't never know what to do with himself. Why? He cannot do tshuva. You're so confused, he always said. Why? Because he doesn't have complete faith in wise people. It was clear for him what to do tshuva, and what he needs to do tshuva. Only all the Judaism of the person, it depends only in the wisdom that you're going to believe in all of the tzaddikim. Rabbeinu taught us in Likutei Moharan to love all of the books that there is in the world. All of the books. All of the righteous people that wrote those books. All of the Jews that are learning from those books. This is what only that calls faith in wisdom, in Talmidei Chachamim. Or else his wisdom is divided to options, and he never knows to find the advice for himself. Rabbi Natan said on that Torah, with our horrible sins, because of the lacking that we have in faith in wise people, and so much filth smoke came up to our wisdom, to our brain, and we're suffering so much. This is why we're suffering with confusions and foreign thoughts and craziness and madness. And our heart is crooked, all because that we contradict on wise people, on tzaddikim, on righteous men. Your heart is crooked. You have fears, anxiety, worries. Why? It all comes because that you don't have faith in the wise people. He's dishonoring a certain book in the world. He dishonors books of tzaddikim. Have mercy on us, Borei Olam. Soon we're going to see what that Rabbeinu is writing more in Likutei Moharan. Rabbeinu is saying, and the person, all of his advice is ignorant, and he cannot give advice to himself. How are you going to give advice to other people? People coming all of the time, I don't know what to do, what should I do, what I'm going to do now, what I'm going to do, why? It's all coming from lack of honor for tzaddikim, for talmidei chachamim. So those people, they don't know how to give advice for themselves. Rabbi Nathan is saying that by that a person can judge himself a complete trial. A person cannot learn Torah Lishma if he doesn't have faith in Chachamim. It's written in 18 how we should do tshuva. Bring us back to your Torah, get us closer to your job, and let us do tshuva. First thing, learn Torah. Second thing, do tshuva, make it bodedu. Third thing, you're going to do tshuva. What's the beginning? First of all, learn Torah Kedosha. It's very simple. How are you going to learn Torah? How are you going to learn Torah and you're going to take out the right advice if you don't have faith in Chachamim? By that you can see that you cannot do tshuva if you don't have the faith in Chachamim. How are you going to achieve that? How are you going to achieve that? That you're going to learn Torah Kedosha, to take out the right advice. Okay, you're going to learn Torah, but it won't help you. Look what's going on in yeshivot, people learning tens of years, and they don't have even the simple faith, poor guys. Of course they don't have the advice, and they're in the garbage. They don't know nothing. They're learning over 10 years Torah Kedosha, tens of years Torah Kedosha, and they don't know nothing on their lives, poor guys. 100 times and nothing helps them. Why? He learned the advice for his problems in the Gemara over 100 times and doesn't help him. Why? He's living in a lie. Why? Because he doesn't have faith in the wise people. Rabbeinu taught us, a person cannot take out the truth from the Torah if he doesn't have faith in all of the Chachamim. Rabbeinu told them. The base of all of the life, that we won't contradict the holy books that are going on the wisdom of the Torah Kedosha. A person that doesn't believe in all of those books, he cannot take out the right advice. And until he's going to do a complete tshuva on that, on that he was dishonoring the Chachamim, he cannot get closer to the wisdom, to the Torah Kedosha. Am Israel, it's Am Israel. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai, gave it to Yahushua. Am Israel are alive and exist. We got the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe you're going to believe in Rabbeinu and you're not going to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, chas v'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu is we need to believe in all of the tzaddikim in this generation and in all of the tzaddikim of all of the generations. And if someone is impure, there is a certain water that are purifying him. What is that water? That it's written, I was throwing pure water on you and to purify you from your all of your filth. What is that water? That water is argument. It's disgrace. It's rebukes that you're receiving from your wife, from your kids, from people that are disgracing you. This is the water that are purifying you. Your brothers, your family. Why? Because you made a defect the faith in the wise people. You see that people are contradict you, it's a sign that you made a defect, that you defect the faith in Chachamim. We're praying to Rabbeinu, save us from heaven. The Master of Peace, the King of Peace, pull to us the wisdom of save us from all of the contradictions, and save us from all of the enemies and sword and illness and sickness. Have mercy on us from all of the enemies, and save us from all of the people that are contradicting us, and save us from all of the... Where is it all coming from? From us that we are contradicting the tzaddikim. The Samech Mem, the devil that contradict you, they're coming physically and spiritually. They're all coming from lack of faith in wise people in tzaddikim, in the defect that you have in faith in Chachamim. We want to have salvation with peace, without a war, you have to believe in tzaddikim. You want salvation without a war, you have to believe in all of the tzaddikim, all of the books. To believe in all of them. Alright, so you're going in a certain path. This is a reason to dishonor a certain Jew, a different Hasidut, a different group. So what? So he's going in a different way. And you don't have the time to learn his books. Okay, I wish I'm gonna have the time. I would have the time to learn all of the books. You see, every book you're kissing it. You want to, when I'm gonna learn that book? When? Alright, I'm busy, I don't have time, I have to have my Sdarim, I have a certain time, this is it. But I want to learn, I believe in that book, I love that book. Who that wrote that book, who that is learning that book, I believe in him. This is the only advice to bring the Geula, the salvation. Only faith in wise people. Only faith in wise people can bring the Geula. I saw that from Rabbi Israel Dov Odesser. In all of what that's going on the person, in money matters, in Avodat Hashem, that it's hard for him to serve Hashem Yitbarach because of the stress of Parnassah. Rabbi Israel Dov Odesser is saying, from all of the confusions, all of the problems, he should know that all of that is coming from the defect of lack of faith in Chachamim. Gonna do tshuva on that. Everything that's going on with the person, all of the difficulties and the confusions, all of the weaknesses, it's all coming from that defect that he doesn't believe in wise people. And he needs to do, when he's going to do tshuva on that, he's going to do a complete tshuva. And now, from now on, going to believe in all of the real books of all of the real tzaddikim. And by that, he's going to receive from the real pure wisdom, going to purify his wisdom. What that Rabbeinu is writing, that by that really he gonna have that. And that Rabbeinu, our holy rabbi, is writing, saying in Nikutei Moharan, really we have to know that subject, that it's written in Sichot Aran, it's written a segula for how to learn always, that you're not going to stop your learning, that you're not going to talk on any Jew. You really want to have Ahavat HaTorah, that you're not going to stop learning, never, never, never. Don't talk on any Jew. It's written that the Torah, Tmima, Meshivat Nafesh, bringing back the soul to the person when she is Tmima, when she is pure, when she is complete. When the Torah is complete, this is when you have the strong will to get closer to the Torah, to learn the Torah. Every Jew, he is a letter in the Torah Kedosha. And when you're talking on a Jew, you're erasing a letter from the Torah Kedosha. So now your Torah Kedosha is not complete. It's a disqualified Sefer Torah. If you say a bad word, a bad name on a Jew, he doesn't have a part share in the world to come. So if you're talking on a certain book, you're dishonoring a certain book, like that book, it's not important. Why? Because you want to say on yourself that you're the best. Say on yourself that you're the most stupid person in the world. If you want to say that your book is the best, so say that you are the biggest stupid person, moron in the world. This is what you should say on yourself. All of Am Israel, it's one nation, it's a one Torah, it's a complete Torah, it's all one. You cannot say this yes and this not. You cannot say that. You cannot. You cannot do that. This is why all of our job, really, if a person, I'm going to read it for you from Likutei Halachot. The tshuva, it's that you're going to do tshuva on the defect in faith in wise people. Because the contradiction that we have on the people, it's all coming because of arguments that we have on other people. This is why you don't have shalom bayit, because you defect on that. You don't believe in chachamim. Your kids are contradicting you. Your kids are dishonoring you. Why? Because you don't believe in tzaddikim. We learned a very important thing today. Something that it's building all of the Torah is standing on that. Rabbeinu could say, believe just in me. It's a lie. A rabbi that's going to say, believe only in me. It's a liar. Rabbeinu, the holy rabbi, he knew that the Torah, it belongs to all of Am Israel. We got it from Moshe Rabbeinu. It belongs to all of Am Israel. All of the Torah, it's truth. All of the righteous people. Rabbeinu said that a lot of books are going to be written in the future, and all of them are important to the world. And they're all needed to the world. The world needs all of those books. So alright, it's not your path now to learn that book. But to dishonor that book, or the one that wrote that book, or anyone that is writing, learning that book, how are you going to have a salvation? How are you going to have peace? If Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan that by the peace that we have in the generation, in that the salvation depends in that. Today in the Hilula of Rabbi Nachman Breslev, that he gave all of his effort to save Am Israel. In the Ushpizin of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was putting all of his effort in Avodat Hashem for 40 days. He was davening, not eating, not drinking. This is that Sukkah of Rabbi Nachman Breslev in that day of Moshe Rabbeinu, day of Rabbi Nachman Breslev. We need to wake up. To lift up the faith in Hashem Yitzbarach that fell. This is Sukkah David HaNofelet. Hashem gave it in my heart that today, if we're going to talk on the Tzaddik, we need to know that for sure it all depends in faith in all of the Tzaddikim. Alright, Baruch Hashem, you got that present that you got closer to a certain Tzaddik. It's also good, but have faith in all of the Tzaddikim. So the one that wants to have mercy on his life have to get strong, that he will not hear. This is what it's written in Likutei Moharan. The one that wants to have mercy on his life, to save his life, need to watch on himself, that he will not put his ear into the arguments that there is between tzaddikim. If you see tzaddikim that are contradicting each other, it's not your problem. You have to believe in that one and in that. They're contradicting? Let them argue. It's their problem. This is what Rabbeinu is writing. Yes, you need to believe in everyone. You see arguments between the tzaddikim, fights between them, learn the lesson for yourself. What is the lesson? That you made Pgam HaBrit. That you sinned in Pgam HaBrit. If you see contradiction between the tzaddikim, it's because you made Pgam HaBrit. A person that his brit is metukenet, he is fixed, he never see arguments between of the tzaddikim. A person that's got Pgam HaBrit, when he's learning Gemara, he cannot understand the Gemara. Why? Because everyone are contradicting each other. But if you have Tikkun HaBrit, you see that they're all building the Torah together, they're all fixed together. The foundation of all of the Torah Kedosha, it all depends in faith in Chachamim. A person have to decide today, I believe in all of the tzaddikim that were and is in the world and gonna be in the world. I believe in all of them. I love everyone. I honor for sure all of the tzaddikim and all of the one. I wish that all of us are going to have a complete, such a huge faith in Chachamim, such a huge love in Am Israel, that the salvation is going to be with mercy, with love, with no war and no pain. Like I started the shiur, that really, Borei Olam had mercy on Am Israel, huge mercy, that he brought to us all of the tzaddikim. Every tzaddik is bringing a certain light to us. Because of the tzaddikim, we're alive. And for sure, we're thanking Hashem Yitzbarach. And we're saying thank you that he brought to us Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that today it's his Hilula, that He is the light of the world. He promised to us such wonderful promises and give us such a wonderful advice. One of the advice of Rabbeinu is dancing and clapping hands in the day, in that year that his daughter Sarah went, got married. Rabbeinu was dancing all of that year, and he said, by the dancing that we were dancing on her married, on her wedding, we cancel all of the judgments, all of the verdicts that were in Am Yisrael. So today we have to dance a lot. Those dancing of Sukkot and the dancing of Simchat Torah and the second Hakafot, it's cleaning all of the next year, all of the year that's gonna come from us, from all of the verdicts, from all of the dinim. That we're gonna do that Be'ezrat Hashem, gonna dance a lot, gonna have a sweet year and very successful year. Boys, pure, good boys, success. Zivugim, success. Love the Torah to everyone. Strong will to learn Torah. Love to the Torah. Memory in the Torah. Knowing the Torah to everyone. All of us going to have a complete faith in Chachamim in a complete way. Everyone going to have 1 hour is Bodedut every day. Everyone going to come this year to Uman. My Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, he was on a wheelchair and he was going with me every year to Uman. And he said, I'm going in Mesirut Nefesh. We should carry him and taking him. And he said, everyone have to go every year to Uman, even minimum one time a year. He was a huge tzaddik, one of the hidden tzaddikim. And he said to everyone to go to Uman, minimum one time a year. Everyone gonna come to Uman with love, with peace. Love all of the tzaddikim, we love all of the tzaddikim, we love everyone. And for sure we believe in Rabbeinu HaKadosh with his promises and with his advice that everyone is going to get closer to Hashem, going to be happy always. In this Sukkot, Be'ezrat Hashem, Beit HaMikdash is going to rebuild. We're going to have a huge salvation. To dance a lot, to dance a lot, dance a lot, as much as you can, dance a lot. Thank everyone, thanking all of the band. Wow.
Good though. I'd rather